ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஸோ ending our few words of sakya, in conclusion, to continue our friendship with devotees, we have to cultivate forgiveness, kshamashilta. And why we need to forgive others? Because we also need to be forgiven when we make mistake. If somebody rejects us when we make mistakes, then what hope we have got? If somebody still accepts us, continues with us when we are still committing more and more faults, there is hope. But that begins from us first. When we forgive others, then they can forgive us. Then the relationship can go on in life. Third thing is that each dvipa in Navadvip, he is also representing one Sakhi's Kunja. Each dvip is minimum 1 billion kroshas long. How much is 1 billion? 100 crores. How much is 1 krosha? 2 miles. So each dvipa is minimum 200 crores miles in length. But it is told that for material vision, it is few miles away, few miles long. For the sake of our relations with that, ask to understand, comprehend what is the geography of the dham. But to try to measure the dham in geographical way or mathematical way is also considered to be dham aparadha. We speak this only to understand the overall picture, but one should not actually try to attempt to measure the dham. So Rudradvip is Chitra Sakhi's Kunja, Chitralekha. Where does Chitralekha stand in Ashtasakhis? Yes. How many of you observed Radha Madhav Ashtasakhis very carefully?
Left side.
Who's left side? Mine or it is? Krishna's left side is wrong answer.
Krishna's right side.
See, Krishna's left side, right side, both can't be same sides. Krishna's right side is to be different from left side. Or it is transcendental? No. Madhavji is standing in between. On his left is Radharani. And Madhavji's right side is who? Who is standing there? Lalita Devi. And who is next to Lalita Devi? Champaklata Devi. So Ta and Ta together. After that, Chitralekha. Chitra Sakhi is standing. And who is standing after that? Tunga Vidya. On our left side, Krishna's right side. And who's standing on left side? Radharani is beginning with Vishakha, that is Kha. Next to is Indule Kha. And there are then twin sisters, Rangadevi and Sudevi. Easy to remember like that. Please meditate this. This you have to carry home with you, this meditation. So Chitra Sakhi, I must tell you that few things about Chitra Sakhi. Chitra Sakhi is very, very kind upon all of us specifically. Because in her village, Chikitsapur or Chiksoli, she gave us shelter right in the beginning, 1992, where we stayed in a small house. 68 of us entered in that house and made houses of gunny sacks. You know that? We built houses made of gunny sacks. Tat bolte na usko, tat. Tat ke ghar banaye humne. And one of the tat in between was bathroom. And then next four rooms, again one bathroom, like that we made. And we 68 of us stayed there and performed the first eye camp in Barsana, at the very place of Chitra Sakhi, in the middle of the winter in January. So since that time, Chitra Sakhi, we feel very close to her because she is so kind upon us. Her father Dharma Banu is a great pandit. That's why Chitra Sakhi also is a great pandit. Her father Dharma Banu is a great Hasta Samudrik, palmist. So she is also a great palmist. He is also a great astrologer. So she is also a great astrologer. And she is also expert in making chitra, chitrapat. How much time we have? Wow. So I have to hurry up now actually. So Chitra Sakhi, one past time I will tell you. One time Sri Krishna was, he always plays with his friends and One friend who is blessed by Narad Muni is Sridhama. And Sridhama is very, very, very attached to Krishna by the blessings of Narad Muni. You will become very dear to Krishna. The number one closest friend of you will be, you will be Krishna. And Krishna will consider the same thing for you also. So when it becomes twilight every evening, he used to become very, 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 already started feeling sick that now I'm going to leave Krishna and go away. So he would cry whole night, unable to sleep, not even blink. Incessant tears would flow. And he would always tell Krishna, and Krishna would not take it seriously. One day he was really crying like anything. And he told, I cannot live. I think I will die one night in separation from you. Please do something. That time Krishna took it seriously and told his mother. So he said, Sridhama said, Krishna said, what I should do? Do something, what I should do? He said, at least give me one of your picture actually, some photograph or chitrapat. So he said, okay. So he went to his mother and told, my friend Sridhama is very sad and in nights he is very bad. He wants one of my chitrapat. So Yashoda also was in a different mood. She said, oh, wow, your chitrapat is so simple. Take a paper, take a brush, take a black color, 2-3 strokes here and there is your picture. So Krishna became very serious. Mother, I am serious. You are joking. My friend is dying in the night. She also understood my son is very serious. So she immediately called Chitra Sakhi. She came running. Mother, Yashoda is calling. Such a fortune. Something special for me. She is remembering me. She went running to Nanda Bhavan. And she explained the story in brief and she said, you make a painting. She was so happy to get a specific service to please Yashoda and Krishna. So she went home, got her material and started attempting to start. But you know what happened? How do you paint a picture? Suppose I want to paint Sahil's picture right now. He's sitting there. What I will tell you? Sit steady, huh? Don't look here and there. You want to look in one direction? Choose your direction. But keep looking there only. I will take 1 hour, huh? By the way. And you cannot do anything in between. When he is steady, then I can draw his one chabi. So like that, she wanted to fix her mind on Krishna's one chabi. Chabi means what in English? One pose, or one demeanor, you know. And believe me, when she tried to do that, millions of chabis appeared in her mind. Millions, not one could stand steady in her mind. Like it was an ocean of chabis. And she was wondering, how do I paint now? What do I focus on? And she was like frustrated. I mean, if million chabis of Krishna come to your mind, you will be blissful, right? But she had specific service to do. She was not attached to that ecstasy of having millions of Krishna's postures coming in your mind. She wanted to do her service. And Brijvasis are very, very focused on what they do. They don't like chant and say, what is there for breakfast, what is there for lunch, and who is coming today, which sari I am going to wear. They are totally focused. If you are told yellow flower you have to get, means yellow flower is the only thing in the world you see. And nothing else more beautiful than you can see also. So she is frustrated. Then she was meditating. Why this is happening? And why my seva is not even beginning also? Because I forgot to take the blessing of Radharani. In excitement, I wanted to do myself. Immediately start my service and see what is happening. So she went running to Radharani. Fell at her feet, crying tears of repentance and said, please forgive me. I did not inform you, neither took your permission. Please give me your permission and blessings. And as soon as Radharani blessed her, immediately one beautiful chabi of Krishna fixed in her mind with no waving. And then she immediately painted because she was an expert painter. She finished the painting. She ran to Nanda Bhavan, gave it to Yashoda. Yashoda gave it to Krishna. Krishna gave it to Sridhama. And Sridhama somewhat got pacified by looking at the photograph all over the night for the next forthcoming nights. So this is Chitra Sakhi. Many wonderful qualities. Chitra Sakhi also has wonderful qualities that she can understand the language of birds, animals and other creatures. And she can very well communicate what they are communicating with each other. And with them also she can communicate. Very unique qualities she has got. She is a great Pandita. Okay. So this also, Rudradeep also is Chitra Sakhi's Kunja. You are sitting in Chitra Sakhi's loving shadow. Hare Krishna. Chitra Sakhi Devi Ki.
Yes.
Each dweep also represents one place of Vrindavan in Navadweep. So what this dweep represents? Which dham of Vrindavan is there in this? Which forest is there in this? Belvan. Belvan. Belvan is one of the one of 12 forests, which is very, very dear to Krishna. There are unlimited forests in Vrindavan. Out of that, 137 are very dear to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Out of 137, 108 are more dear to Krishna. Out of 108, 12 are very, very dear to Krishna. And of those 12, 7 are on western bank and 5 are on eastern bank. And this Belvan is on the eastern bank, where Mansarovar, Bhandirvan, Bhadravan are there. That side Belvan is there. And Belvan is also famous for bale trees. That is why there is similarity here. This dweep is of Lord Shiva and he loves bale, and that's why Belvan also is residing over here. Nothing is coincidental. Everything is scientific. Hare Krishna. So, Lakshmi Devi came to Ras Lila. See, Lakshmi Devi is a very chaste lady. What does she represent? Which Navada Bhakti she represents?
Pada Sevanam.
Everybody sure of Lakshmi's Seva? Pada Sevanam. This Navada Bhakti she represents. She never leaves Krishna's lotus, Vishnu's lotus feet. She is always, at all conditions of time, at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. That is her chastity also. That is her strength also. That is her Seva also. That's everything for her. Pranadhan of hers is two lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. But that Lakshmi Devi, when Krishna plays flute, gets little wavered. Her mind becomes chanchal. And she leaves Vishnu's lotus feet and comes to hear Krishna's flute on earth. And she comes as Lakshmi. So Lalita Devi stops her at the gate of Ras Mandal. And she tells, you cannot enter. Why? I'm also a woman. You are a woman. I'm only one man, I know. But all of you are women, I'm also a woman. That is not the only qualification, madam. There are so many more things. Like we say, Diksha lena hai, Diksha lena hai. I'm 16 mala karta hun, 3 saal se kar raha hun. Sir, that's not enough. It's just the beginning. There are four regulative principles. There is Dasanudas Bhav. There is friendship with Vaishnavas. There is no offensive attitude towards each other. There are so many things are there. And there are some 11 criteria. After you chant 16 rounds for 3 months, then there is a counselor board, and there is a sanction, there is a further filtering, then finally goes to Radhanath Swami Maharaj and other Gurudevs, and they have to accept, and then they should decide when to give Diksha. That may be our few years later also. Sometimes 15 years, sometimes 10 years, sometimes 5 years. And if you go to foreign country, it may be quicker also. There are so many things are there. So, it may be, you may feel ki 16 rounds means I am eligible for Diksha. So like that, she thought, I am a woman and I am from Vaikuntha lady, first lady of Vaikuntha. So no madam, we have to actually clean the cow shed of cow dung and cow urine. You have to milk the cows, you have to clean the cows, you have to serve the cows, you have to graze the cows, you have to make the cow dung cakes, dry them, collect them and arrange them in various arrangements in the house. And all these things you have to do under guidance of one of the gopis. That is very difficult. To do something on your own is alright, but something under somebody is like ultimate thing in life. To really, big austerity is to work somebody, under somebody. As a humble servant. So she said, I can't do this, I'm Lakshmi. She said, madam, I understand everything, but this is what it is. And just her majesty, her opulent situation, could not accept that condition of Lalita Devi. So she felt, I will do tapasya and qualify. So she went to Belvan and started performing tapasya. It is said, even today she is standing doing tapasya there. But she has not yet got the entrance in Ras Lila of Krishna. This doesn't mean that Lakshmi Devi is anyway less than anybody else in the spiritual world. Lakshmi Devi is used for this example so that even Lakshmi Devi cannot enter if you have feeling of majesty and pride and opulence. If you are proud of your wealth and position and opulence that you have, you cannot enter into the realm of love of Krishna. One has to become Das, 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 Anudas. Then only one can enter. So even she is such a close personality, even by the showing the card of Lakshmi, she can enter anywhere. But she also is not let inside Rasamandala. So what is our condition? What is our position? So we have to understand that. I went to one saintly personality in Vrindavan. He told that, please remove all your caps and come to Vrindavan. Yellow cap, red cap, blue cap. Huh? Whatever caps. But these are not the caps actually. What are the caps? I am a man, I am a doctor, I am rich, I am poor, I am educated, I am famous, I have this, I know these people, so many people, I am influential, and I have a house, I have a property, I have Apple mobile phone. You know, so many things are there which we are proud of today. So all these things are rajoguna and tamoguna. You have to give up all those things and come as servant of the servant of servant to the dham. Don't carry any other gunas with you as a topi. Give up all that and come. Only when you come as like that, then only some glimpse of dham will be revealed to you. So Belvan, Lakshmi Devi is standing there for you and me. She doesn't have to stand there. She can show the card and get inside. But she is standing there just to tell us, give up all the pride and position to be able to enter Krishna's inner realm of love and devotion. This is Belvan, okay? Now let us start discussing about this particular place, Rudra Dvipa. This Dvipa is of Lord Shiva. And this Dvipa is very unique Dvipa actually. Lord Shiva came here with his 11 Rudras, led by Nila Lohita Shiva. And they came here, and believe me, when as soon as they came here, they felt the ecstasy because they are very pure souls. Lord Shiva, Shiva means Pavitra. Shiva word meaning purity. So Shiva, when he came in so ecstasy with all his Rudras, they started dancing in love, and they started chanting Gauranga's name, somehow to inspiring within them. So they stayed here only. And till today, when you entered, there is one temple of Lord Shiva, that is Nila Lohita Shiva, staying here as permanent resident along with other Rudras, performing Gauranga Bhajan constantly and not leaving this place. Okay? So, the power of this place is so much that so many Jnani Sadhus came here. For example, Ashtavakra Muni came here. Dattatreya Bhagavan, you know, who is Lord himself. But he came here, he came in this world to actually preach doctrine of, you know, Siddhi and Jnana, basically. Miraculous, you know, mystic situations with knowledge, leading to liberation. That kind of philosophy, doctrine he was preaching, and he came for that. Even Dattatreya Bhagavan, Ashtavakra Muni, many other Munis, even Durvasa Muni, they came here and gave up all their so-called practices which they were doing. Like Durvasa Muni gave up yoga just to worship Lord Gauranga. He made his ashram here in this Rudra Dvipa. There is no more now. It's in the point of time, it has gone away. But Durvasa Muni, person like Durvasa Muni, who is Lord Shiva's Amsha, you know, he stayed here and performed Gauranga Bhajan. Panchamukhi Shiva also came here and gave up all the other practices of yoga and everything to perform Gauranga Bhajan. And most wonderful thing to know is that this place is in Rudra Dvipa, this place. Our center where we are having our Radha Madhav Mandir and Gauranga Mahaprabhu Panchatattva Mandir, and where the TOVP is coming, that is also in Rudra Kunda, Rudra Dvipa. And where our Pandal is, that falls in Antar Dvipa. And our Pandal is also in an area which represents Govardhan Parvat, which begins at Chaitanya Mat. Some of you are staying there, Chaitanya Mat, where Radha Kund, Sham Kund also are revealed. Bhakti Saraswati Samadhi is there. Gaur Kishore Babaji Samadhi is there, made personally by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. All that wonderful area represents Vrinda Govardhan actually. Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govardhan. And actually it extends till our Pandal area, back area of the temple. But Rudradweep is the headquarters of ISKCON. So how it is here also? Very simple. In Bombay, where do you stay? In Churchgate. Where do I stay? Borivali. So where you are? In Bombay only. Bombay is 60 kilometers in length, na, from one end to another. So you can't say, I went to Bombay. From Borivali to Churchgate, you go and you say, I went to Bombay. No, you are in Bombay only, sir. So like that, we came here, but we are in Rudradweep only. And this Rudradweep is very unique, actually. This is the only dweep in all nine dweepas which are on eastern and western banks of Ganga at the same time. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is explaining in Navadweep Mahatmya, which he was giving personal parikrama to Jiva Goswami and Srivas Pandit and everything, everybody else. He tells this is the only dweepa which had presence in both sides of Ganga. Now it is only existing on western side of Ganga. But initially, originally it was always having both banks of Ganga on this side. Very unique dweepa. Then when Lord Shiva came here and danced in ecstasy, chanting Gauranga! Gauranga! All the demigods they collected in the sky with their aeroplanes. And they were stunned to see the ecstasy of Lord Shiva and the 11 Rudras. And then they, in their intoxicated state, when they saw these Rudras, they were so inspired, they did Pushpavrishti in amazement and watched their dance for a long time on their aeroplanes with aerial view. Then Lord Shiva resides here as per Navadvipa Dham. All Devatas, Munis, seven Rishis, Sapta Rishis and Marutas, they also live here. Do you know Ravana worshipped Lord Shiva over here? Amazing, right? Ravan worship Lord Shiva over here. Whoever visits Rudradweepa, how many of you have gone to Kailash Mansarovar? Others should not feel bad about it. Only few people can go because it's very, 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 very high in altitude. Very high and very cold. But today you have received 100-fold benefits than going to Kailash just by coming to Rudradweep. That's why I said don't worry about it. Don't even think about going again sometime there, because you already received, as per Nityananda Prabhu, hundreds of times more benefit than going to Kailash. You don't have to perform so much austerity. It is said Kailash is merely a radiance of Rudradweep. Kailash, Rudradweep has millions of rays, for example. One of the ray is Kailash. That kind of potency Rudradweep has. That means Rudradweep is a source of Kailash. Is it true? Logically? Yes. Now, all the four Rishi, or four Acharyas, of four Sampradayas, three of them have come here. Let us discuss about Vishnu Swami. Vishnu Swami, the great devotee of the Lord. Already he was preaching before only. So when he came here with followers, he did Kirtan over here and discussed Siddhanta over here. Lord Shiva was in Adrushya form listening to all discussions. He is listening now also. Please be careful. So, Lord Shiva was very impressed and influenced and very inspired to hear the discussion. Suddenly he gave darshan to Vishnu Swami. Vishnu Swami got stunned in ecstasy, stambha vikar. And then Lord Shiva said, please ask, I am very pleased with your spiritual discussions and your kirtans and your devotional mood. What should I give you? Because we demigods, when you come, we give something. We cannot go without giving something. So Vishnu Swami said, I want to get established in a particular sampradaya, which is bona fide sampradaya, connected with the mercy of the Lord directly. So Lord Shiva thought for a while. He said, why not me only? So he gave shelter to Vishnu Swami and created a sampradaya called Rudra Sampradaya, gave his name only to that sampradaya, beginning from Vishnu Swami. Like Lakshmi Devi accepted Kumara, so he became Sri or Kumar Sampradaya. Like Lord Brahma was accepted by Lord Krishna, so he became Brahma, and then afterward Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So like that, Rudra Sampradaya began from this place by acceptance of Lord Shiva of Vishnu Swami. And then Vishnu Swami stayed here for some time and performed bhajan of Lord Gauranga. And the Lord Chaitanya appeared in his dream. This is when? Much before. Appeared in his dream and told, ki, by the mercy of my great devotee Lord Shiva, you received my bhajan. And now I am very happy with you. you are very fortunate to attain the treasure of bhakti by living in Navadvipa Dham. Go and preach Shuddha Advaita philosophy, and you will appear as Vallabh Bhattacharya when I will appear in Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will meet me in Puri, and there your sampradaya will become perfect, and after that you will go to Mahavan and Gokul, and your glories will be spread everywhere. And that is Vallabhacharya, Vallabh Bhattacharya, who is now today known as Pushti Marga. How many of you know Sridhar Swami? Not Prabhupada disciple Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami, who is the famous personality who happened to be in this world much before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. He is famous for his Bhavartha Deepika commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. That's like standard. Anybody who wants to study Bhagavatam, he has to study what Sridhar Maharaj has to say. So whenever Prabhupada quotes Sridhar Swami is that Sridhar Swami. Very, very senior personality, maybe in the 5th, 6th century of this Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya appeared when Sridhar Swami came in this Dvipa. Lord Chaitanya appeared in his dream and gave him darshan and appreciated his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Sridhar Swami Maharaj ki! Then the incarnation of Lord Shankara, that is Shankaracharya, he came in this world so that first Lord came as Buddha and then nullified all the Vedas, said don't worship Vedas. Because you all are, indirectly he was telling, you all are killing all the animals in the name of Vedas, sacrifices. So I will say don't worship any Vedas, worship me, follow me. And he established no Veda situation. Something like impersonalism, not impersonalism, atheism you can say. But after that, when he saved people from unnecessary sacrifices and killings and violence, then he sent Shankaracharya to establish the next step, understanding of the impersonal nature of the Lord before approaching the personality of the Lord. And Shankaracharya was widely all over the world preaching impersonalism, merging into Brahman, impersonal realization. So he came here. As soon as he came here, what happened? He stayed in Rudradweep, and one night Lord Chaitanya appeared in his dream. Please hear carefully, there are many pastimes took place in one place. We may be sitting in one place and hearing all the pastimes, but all this happened over here. And Lord Chaitanya appeared in his dreams and said, you are my devotee, I love you very much. And I know on my order only you are doing all this impersonalism, preachings. But please leave Navadvipa Dham and go out. Because Mayavad has no place here. Liberation has no place here. Impersonal understanding of the Lord has no place here. And my devotees are very dear to me. And my place Navadvipa Dham is very dear to me. I love my devotees who stay here. And they do not have any tinge of any Mayavad. They only love me in love and devotion. So please leave. Leave my place. And Vriddha Shiva and Proud Maya already doing their job of covering them with a veil of ignorance, who are envious of me. So you please leave. You can stay here. Perform your bhajan for yourself and leave and preach outside. So Lord Shankaracharya was so enamored looking at Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he didn't want to leave. But Lord had given him a mission to separate the envious people from the simple people. So he had to leave. But he stayed here for a long time. It is said that, very significant, please note down. It is said that he was cultivating all throughout his life after that the love and devotion for Lord Gauranga in his heart. And as an austerity, preaching Mayavad to everybody else who was envious of the Lord. Same thing even Ramanujacharya did. Ramanujacharya also had a mission, you know, Dasyaras preaching. And when he saw Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was so ecstatic, his heart was filled with love. So he told Lord Gauranga, I don't want to leave Navadvipa. I want to leave here only and perform Gauranga bhajan, your bhajan. He said, no, you leave and preach Dasyaras for time being. That is your service right now. So with great heaviness in the heart, he left Navadvipa. But all the time, he was cultivating Gauranga bhajan in his heart and he was doing his service of preaching Dasyaras. So, Shankaracharya, imbued with love and devotion for Gauranga, left Navadvipa Dham. Then all of you saw a very special darshan over here. Radha Madhav and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj came to Mayapur. And today I learned from the Sannyasi Maharaj here. His name is Bhakti Vaibhav Sagar Maharaj, who is staying in this dweep from 1978. It's about to complete 39 years. Already completed 39 years. 40 years will be completed very soon. He said that in 1902, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was not a sannyasi. He was a brahmachari. What was his name that time?
Vimala Prasad.
Vimala Prasad. What was the first initiated name? His name was Vimala Prasad Kedarnath Datta on his passport. What was the initiated name? Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Krapabdaya Das. That was his first initiated name. So he was a brahmachari that time. And before he began his preachings, he decided to perform a special vrat of Shatakoti Jap. That is 1 billion names of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he came to the place called Chaitanya Mutt, where some of you are staying. And that time there was no ashram, no temple, nothing was there. Only Radha Kund was there. So in front of Radha Kund he sat, and for 12 years, day and night he chanted the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he had chanted all those names of the Lord in front of a neem deity of God Gauranga. And that deity is there in this temple. Because in 1915 he completed his vow at the banks of Radha Kund in Chaitanya Mutt. In 1918 he took sannyas. In 1936, on 7th March, there is one place called Nidai Ghat. I will tell you about that place. Nidai Ghat, at that ghat he built a temple where he established by his own hands, fully established Radha Madhav deities, and he gifted that deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made of neem in this temple and established, which is now about 1 or 2 kilometers away in 1 acre land. But in the course of time, in 1936 he established temple, and then 1st January 1937 he departed from this world. In 1994 there were floods, and the floods, you know, took all the temple in the waters. Actually Nidai Ghat, which we talk about, is no more Nidai Ghat available now. That Nidai Ghat is already in water with the temple also in water. So that time when the floods came, they moved the deities in 94. This Swami Maharaj procured the land over here in 94. And then in 1995, 94 flood was there, 95 this land was taken. And in 1996, on the appearance day of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, which comes in February somewhere, during our ICAM that day comes. On that day, this temple was established. And that deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Madhava were moved over here. And this Swami Maharaj's Guru Maharaj established the new deities over here. And since that time, our here present Bhakti Vaibhav Sagar Maharaji is still serving here since the day temple started this place. So we are very grateful to Swami Maharaj, because this place is so rare, you know. We come very, very rarely over here. It's the middle of the village, roads are not very clear, we have to come by boat, and all backwaters of Ganga is there, you have to walk for long distance. So people go to main place and they go away. But look at the glory of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He has made such small temples in each and every important place. Wherever you go, you find Gaudiya Mutt established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So if this place has to run, and we keep continuing here, now we are young, we will bring our grandchildren here one day, and they should also see the place. That means the place has to be maintained, no? So I request all of you, whatever capacity you have, please donate generously, so that our generations will keep coming here, hearing the glories of this place, and visiting this place, and place will also continue to exist. Yeah? So, now we will go to one discussion of one important leela, because that leela is long leela, so I thought I'll tell in the end. Nidai Ghat is a place Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, he was in Rudradweep area, From there, Antardweep, he came to Rudradweep and he came here. And from here, he, in the middle of the night, he swam across Ganga. And opposite Ganga is Katak 1, Kantakpur. That is called Katwa today, right? Katwa is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So, my dear devotees, if you are tired, you can stand. But one should hear this pastime with great attention and feelings. Because all this pastime was done by the Lord for upliftment of all of us. Otherwise, why Lord should do all these things? You should enjoy in Golok Vrindavan with Radharani and Gakis and Sakhas and mother and father. Why he has to come here? Lord Ramchandra has to come, give up his kingdom, walk on barefoot on the stones and pebbles and thorns, eat kandamool, roots and berries, live in Parnakuti from place to place and undergo dangers of stealing, getting his wife stolen and so many things, you know. You can't imagine. Today we can't walk on the properly made road in Navadvip also. Lord has walked for such a long distance. He has gone to Ekachakra also. He has gone to Vrindavan Kamyavan also. Lord, so many things he has done. Only for our sake, Lord takes up these troubles. So the Leela starts from a time where Nimai Pandit actually became a grammar teacher. First he was Nimai. He was learning at Gangadas Pandit's school. There he became teacher himself of Vyakaran. Very expert teacher of Vyakaran, and he had many, many, many students. But he was, after initiation from Gaya, he got from Ishwarpuri, he was in ecstasy actually. So one day he was sitting there and chanting the name of Gopi, 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 Lalita, Vishakha, Tungavidya, like that. And he was totally ecstasy. And some of his students came. And they heard that our teacher is chanting Gopi's name. Girls' name, ladies' names. They started telling him, Guru Maharaj, please chant Krishna's name. So in ecstasy, that time, of the bhava of Gopis, Nimai Pandit got very angry. So I will not chant the name of Krishna. He is a cheater. He has cheated the Gopis. He promised his friends, promised his mother, father that I will come day after tomorrow. And he has not come for 112 years. He is such a personality. He has killed his own maternal uncle. He is not a worthy person to chant his name off. He was in that bhav. I sympathize for these women who are crying, beating their chests for 112 years. So the students are very surprised. What kind of guru is this? And on top of that, he took a stick and wanted to beat those students. And they ran away because his avesh was so strong. So they went to the school teacher, the other senior teachers, and told, this teacher of ours is like gone crazy, I think. He's chanting the names of girls. And plus we stopped him, tried to wake him up from his so-called madness. And he is now chasing us with stick. They were also fearful. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some time, Nitya Nimai Pandit came back to his original consciousness and he thought, oh, these people are not respecting me anymore. But they think I am a fool. And I have come to preach the love of Godhead. And how they will listen to me if they are in this kind of mood of teaching me only what I should do and what I should not do. But he said in the mind that people respect sannyasis. They bow down to sannyasis, even though Mayavadi, Brahmavadi, whatever sannyasis, they bow down to him. And they listen to their upadesh. Palatable, not palatable, but at least listen, give a ear, respectful ear. And that time that he took it to his mind, I should take sannyas. Because come what may, whatever I feel, I have come here to deliver the holy name to everybody. I have come here to give love of God to each and everybody, qualified, unqualified. So I must do each and every possible thing, whether palatable or not palatable, but do that thing to deliver everybody in the world. So he decided in the mind of his mind. He was a grahastha. He had married beautiful Vishnupriya, who is the incarnation of Sita Devi. In Mamagachi, Lord was there in Treta Yuga during his Vanvas. And he told Sita Devi, I'll be coming, you'll be marrying me, and I will leave you and go away. So she asked, what is this, leaving me and going away? Why will you do this thing? He said, Vipralamba Bhav, the bhav of separation is higher than Milan, the bhav of meeting. So I will teach everybody the essence and the extent of Vipralamba Bhav. And spread the ecstasy. That's why I will do this. So she explained. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought of taking sannyas. And by that time, the Sankirtan at nights at the house of Srivas Pandit already started. daytime different. One time they said, why sleep in night time? What night time also? So everybody was ecstatic. So if I say now, why give lecture in the daytime only? We should give lecture in night also. So what you will say? I think because I am going to give lecture in night, you are already sleeping now only. And I think if I am speaking now in daytime and I am sleeping, who will be awake in the night time? Except me. So I cancelled the idea, by the way. So that time nocturnal kirtan started, and in one kirtan, Srivas Thakur's son died. And as soon as he died, the lady started crying. He was sick actually, a little bit, and he died in that sickness. And can you imagine? All the ladies ran inside and they started crying. And Srivas Pandit came inside running in the middle of the kirtan, from the middle of the kirtan, and told, "Shh, everybody should keep quiet. You cry within yourself. If possible, within your throats. Voice should not come out. No one should disturb the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu." And obedient wives they were. They just contained their sorrow and grief. And the kirtan went on in the courtyard. Ecstatic kirtan with ecstatic symptoms and jumping, and so many transformations were taking place. Suddenly, Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan. He said, "I feel some uneasiness. What's happened?" "Srivas, tell me what happened." He said, "Nothing, my lord. Please continue kirtan. Why you stopped? Please continue." "No, Srivas, tell me what happened. Tell me the truth. Something has gone wrong. Tell me the truth." Then Srivas had to be honest. He said, "Maharaj, my lord, my son has died." He said, "Why you didn't tell me? Why you didn't tell me your son died? Take me very easy." So he went inside the house, Antarkaksha. And there so many women were there, and the dead body of the son. At that time, many things happened that time. And I will not go in details of that. But that time when he saw the dead body of the son of Srivas Thakur, he spoke to himself, Manogata. He said, "How will I be able to leave a friend like Srivas? Such a friend. For my sake, he is even containing the sorrow of his son's death. He is telling his wife to keep quiet, not to disturb me. So much love he has got for me. How will I be able to live without a friend like Srivas after taking sannyas?" So then he decided that on an opportune day, at the age of 24 years, on Makar Sankranti, he will leave. And he had not told anybody. He had told only Chandrasekhar Acharya, I think Gadadhar Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu. And I think one or two more, but Chandrasekhar Acharya was the main person, Nityananda Prabhu, and who else I told? Gadadhar Pandit. And that day came, and on that particular day, he roamed around all the dvipas of Navadvip. Just went everywhere, you know, had a good time. At twilight time he came home. Somehow that day Kholavacha Sridhar came and gave pumpkin. The pumpkin. You see here? You see here on the top of this roof? There's a creeper of pumpkin. Huh? It gives pumpkin, okay, as the creeper goes ahead like that. Very beautiful. So each day one pumpkin would grow on Srivasa's roof, which was more holes than roof actually. On that one pumpkin would grow, and he would give Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga. That day he took the pumpkin and came and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave him. Someone came and gave milk, and someone came and gave dry fruit, someone gave many garlands like that. And by the time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came home, he had all these things. So he gave to his mother and told, "Please make laka lucky." What is that? Laka lucky. Laka means, lucky means loki. That is pumpkin, long pumpkin. "Make sweet rice, that is called lakalaki." So Mother Sachidevi very lovingly made sweet rice. That was offered to the deity of Shaligram at home, which used to be worshipped by earlier Jagannath Mishra. And Gauranga would assist Jagannath Mishra to worship that Shaligram Shila. And Lord Gauranga very lovingly relished that sweet rice Mahaprasad, lakalaki Mahaprasad. And somehow Sachimata had come to know that he is going to do something like this, he is going to leave. So she was restless, crying tears, rivers of tears. So the long discussion took place between him and his mother. "Ki, why you have to go? If you want to preach the fallen condition souls and give them love of Godhead, you can do it as grahastha also. So many people are grahasthas. Bharadwaj Muni is grahastha, and so many, Vyasadeva was a grahastha. He did such a great service to the Lord. You also can remain. Such a beautiful wife you have got, such a cultured, highly advanced spiritually wife you have got, such obedient wife. She will assist you in your preaching. She will do all kinds of possible things to serve you in your mission. You don't have to take sannyas. But with the experiences with Lord and God, he had convinced his mind. So he said, no, my mother, I will have to leave. She was like, it was said she became like a wood, stunned in ecstasy of anticipatory separation from the Lord. So she went at the doorstep and sat there only. Then he went to his wife. Now see, he went to his wife, Vishnupriya. And that day, he was like, his behavior was a little different. He decorated Vishnupriya himself, like Krishna does decoration of Radharani in Kusum Sarovar. He decorated her, spoke to her very sweetly, joked with her, spent very good time with her, which he had not done for a long time, for a long time. That means, that kind of long duration of association, for a long time he had not done. And that day evening he was very personally associating with Vishnupriya Devi. So she was a little surprised. And she had doubt in her mind. Something is different today. She didn't feel that something is fishy, but something is different today. And suddenly she remembered that the day before yesterday, that is the day before, she had lost her wedding nose ring while taking bath in Ganga. And she had felt it extremely inauspicious. That how I can lose. So many years I am wearing that wedding nose ring, and today it is lost in Ganga. So something very inauspicious has to happen. And that time when the Lord was externally behaving very nicely with Vishnupriya, she felt something different. And she remembered the day before yesterday's event. And she was like, it is said that she trembled in agony with the anticipatory increasing fear. What's going to happen? What is the news now going to be revealed to me? And at that time, Mahaprabhu Gauranga told her that I am going to leave you to deliver the whole world who is in ignorance. Before I came, people were marrying monkeys, marrying dolls, marrying birds, marrying what not, marrying donkeys and horses for sake of fun. Nobody was chanting the holy name. They would chant the holy name of the Lord only at the time of eclipse sometimes. Otherwise, never they would chant the name of the Lord. Only read Vedas and do all nonsense activities of sense gratification, amass millions of wealth, much of wealth, and just enjoy. All the dharma is being lost. I have to save everybody from this utmost fallen condition, led by these Brahmins only. Who will lead them? So I have decided to go to deliver all these people. The glory of such Vishnupriya is so much that she never said one line against that. She was so surrendered. You know what she said? We all have to, whether we are men or women. It's not instruction for only women. All of us are women actually, in essential consciousness. We all are bhogya, bhogya vastu. All of us should take this thing in heart. She said, my Lord, I do not want to come in the way of your mission. Your mission is my mission. If you feel that is what you want to do, I will assist you the way I should be assisting you. And I understand, assisting you in this means living away from you, alone, not seeing your face again. I know sannyasis don't see their face of wife again. I know sannyasis can meet their mother or friends, but they can never see their face of wife again. So I understand, my service is now not to see you again. I know that this is my last darshan. But I won't be able to live without you. Please bless me with something. So immediately Lord Gauranga manifested a deity of his own and gave it to Sachi Mata. And she said, I will never leave you. I will always be with you. No one will know this secret, but I will always be with you. Whenever you will cook something and offer this deity, I will personally come and eat the deity, eat the food every single time you offer me anything. He told Sachi Mata the same thing, ki whenever you will cook anything and offer me, remember me, I will personally come incognito and honor your offerings. So Vishnupriya Devi was given that deity. And then Lord, with his mystic powers, lulled Vishnupriya and put her to sleep. Otherwise, how can she go to sleep with such kind of intense event happening? So Lord had to give her tranquilizer of his mystic power, and she was put to sleep, and he left home. But on the way was wood-like statue of Sachi Mata. She was in utter ecstasy of separation, pain actually. I was told by Gurudev that, and some musicians, that she sang for the Lord in Rag Bhatiyari that time. Rag Bhatiyari is a composition of swaras which used to be sung in the early 19s, that means 1901 to 1908. In that period, people used to sing this raga very often. Nowadays, this raga is unheard of. People don't know also this raga. But somehow in Radha Gopinath temple, this raga was revived one day by the mercy of one musician devotee. So I think we should sing that for 2 minutes to get an understanding of the intensity of bhav which is hidden in this raga. This raga is meant for expressing that emotion of missing something which you will not be able to have again in life. You are sure that I have missed it and I will never get it again. Rag Shri is that rag. You have missed something, but you have a hope that you will get that thing in future. In that rag, Advaita Acharya sang when he called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is called Rag Shri. In that Rag Shri, Advaita Acharya would sing and cry in tears, calling Mahaprabhu, calling Sri Krishna to come down. But this was for Sachi Mata, for sure that he is going to go away. So let us sing. You can play. I request everybody to sing from the bottom of the heart with closed eyes. Try to appreciate the mood of Sachi Devi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just imagine in front of your eyes, keep playing, the scene of Yogapeeth, the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. At the doorstep, Sachi Devi is standing. Tears are flowing like rivers from her eyes, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to leave home. Stuck by the power of emotion of Sachi Devi in his progress of going from his home. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Gauranga,
Krishna,
Hey Gauranga,
Hey
Nimai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Pukaro everybody
Krishna Hare Hare
Hey Gauranga
Hey
Nimai Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Devi kept on singing and in between Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga left in the middle of the night and he kept walking and walking and walking. The whole Navadvip Dham was under the spell of Nidra Devi, not knowing what disaster is going to happen, what's going to crash on them the next day when they will wake up. Secretly in the middle of the night, Lord walked and walked and walked and came to this dvipa at the bank of Ganga river and he jumped in the water from there and he swam across Ganga. You know what is the speed of Ganga? You cannot, no swimmer who is gold medalist in the Olympic can swim in Ganga. It's impossible. You can swim in English Channel in the middle of the cold, but you cannot swim in Ganga. There are whirlpools and there are so many situations inside which are unpredictable, inconceivable, unknown to people. Who goes inside and who don't come back. Lord Chaitanya in the middle of the cold, Makar Sankranti time, the Lord Bhishmadev passed from this world away. On that day, he crossed the river by swimming and went to Kantak one. Next morning when all the Navadvip Vasis woke up, they came to know what had happened. And they were drowned in the ocean of separation. They cried tears, rivers of tears. They beat their chest, crying loudly, why Nimai had to go? Why our dear Gauranga had to go? How will we live? How will we continue our life? Why this life is worth for? We should die instantly. This life without Nimai is useless. As if the soul has been taken away from our life. There is no value for this dead body. The body is like, life is like dead body now. They were lamenting. And Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya Devi were in the ocean of tears. They could not bear their misery, looking at the misery of these two wonderful divine ladies. And at that time, the Navadvip Vasis named this ghat as Nidoy ghat. Because that merciful, that merciless Gauranga, out of cruelty, left us from this place to go to that place, to take sannyas. And the place you took sannyas, they named as Kantak one. Kantak one means the place of thorns. We are pricked by millions of thorns of separation at the very root of our heart, destroying and devastating our existence in Navadvip. So that place is called Kantak one. Place of this place is merciless ghat. This was the feeling of Navadvipvasis. And the Lord, whenever he comes, time and again when he comes, he keeps doing this leela. He's there with them for some time. Like Lord Ram was there with Ayodhya Vasis for some time. And suddenly, the day of his coronation, the most happy occasion of life, most unexpectedly, he had to wear tree bark and go away. Drowning all the Ayodhya Vasis into suffering like anything. Some of them, most of them left. Said, wherever Lord Ram is, there is Ayodhya. What is there in this dead Ayodhya if Ram is not going to be there? We don't want to stay in this inauspicious Ayodhya. We will leave and establish Ayodhya wherever you walk, my Lord. So they all left. Old people, young people, babies, ladies, old ladies, everybody walked with him. And the Lord tricked them and went away in the middle of the night. Sri Krishna, 11 years and 52 days, he gave them such pleasure of union. To all the gopis, exhibited the highest love in the form of Ras Leela. And he was drowning them in that Ras Leela unlimited number of times after that. Because from 7 years till 11 years and 52 days, so many Ras Leelas he performed on each and every atom of Vrindavan Dham. And suddenly in the name of Dhanujagga, Kamsa invitation, Akrura coming, he is gone. And he told Shigra Agasya, I will come immediately, very soon, the day after tomorrow I will come. Madhu Mangal, you know, the Lotha Baba, you're saying, my lunch is there today, I'm supposed to sponsor lunch today, our Chak Lila is from my side. He said, don't worry, you keep, I will come day after tomorrow. The gopis chased him. They were chasing him, they're not letting Akrura to go. He said, you're not, who kept your name Akrura? Your name is exactly opposite your nature. You are the most cruel, personality. But anyways, could not control him by speaking all these things. And they were laying on the ground. And then Krishna arranged for Vajra Ghat in that place. You know Vajra? When Vajra smashed Brajbhumi, that place is called Vajravari. With the sound and the thunder of that place, of that Vajra Ghat, all gopis became unconscious. And Krishna Balram, Krishna said, Akrura uncle, please take chariot as fast as possible. Now they are unconscious, let us run from here. And imagine, Akrura must have driven the chariot with such a speed because he wanted to get away with the situation like this. So they must have travelled with such fast speed. After some time the gopis woke up and they ran. And they caught Krishna and Balram on Akrura's chariot. You can see, imagine what kind of avesh must be there in them. The anticipatory feeling of separation was so strong that they caught a running chariot at the place called Sri Simpalso on the way to Barsana to Govardhan. It's a place called Simpalso. And there they caught him and they stopped him. And there Krishna told him philosophy. Oh, love is not like that. You should not be so immature. You should have faith in me. I am coming. I will come. And there that two villages are called Si and Palso. Because Si means Shigra and Palso means day after tomorrow. So one village is called Si, S-I-N-H. And one place is called Palso. That means day after tomorrow. And that time they left him and he went away. Every day they are beating their chests. Preparing food materials, dressing themselves. Today he will come. Today he will come. Today he will come. Today he will come. How many days? 1 week they did that. 1 month they did that. After 1 month they stopped doing that. No madam, no sir. 112 years they did that. With not decreasing enthusiasm. With everyday increasing enthusiasm that today he will come. And he didn't come. So everybody feels that Sri Krishna is so cruel actually. He left the gopis burning in separation and crying. He's so merciless. He's just playing with their hearts. He is enjoying with 16,108 queens in so many palaces, enjoying kingdom, opulence, everything. So much fame and so much position, power. And he has left all these people, friends and mother and father, in drowning in pains of separation. But then he explained at other places that I can never leave them. I am living in their hearts all the time. Same way with Shabri also. At the age of 5, she was told by the sadhus, the guru and the company of guru, rishis, that you will attain darshan of Lord Ramchandra in your life. And she was so much in ecstasy, dancing. And the mandali left, Guru Maharaj and the sadhus left. And they went beyond the horizon. And that time she came back from ecstasy and she realized, oh, I didn't ask when. I forgot to ask when. In this lifetime, when I will see Lord Ramchandra? And at that time, she didn't have any answer because everybody was gone. She was alone in the forest. From the age of 5, every single day she collected berries. She bit them. She chose the sweet ones in the basket separately. She collected flowers and decorated the road every single evening that he will come today. She became young. She became Kishori. Then she became Yuva Avastha. Then she became middle aged. Then she became little aged. Then she became very aged. Then she became very, very, very aged. And she was 85 years old with very mild vision remaining, with hardly able to hear anything. Her back was completely kyphosed, bent completely. She could not rise herself. But still she was picking up berries every day and decorating the road with flowers every day. That today he will come. And one day, the two lotus pairs of feet approached on the road which she was decorating. And she could not even rise up to see who were they. Looking at the feet only, she realized, oh my Lord, you have come. Oh my Lord, you have come. Oh my Raghupati, you have come. So why Lord does that? Only to ignite the unlimited depth of love for him. Only to ignite that unlimited, inconceivable love. He does all these things. And the person who is going through that externally looks to be suffering, but internally he is actually in ecstasy. Suffice to say, the Lord left Navadvip passes into ocean of separation. Many of them left, many of them lived there. It is explained that Vrindavan Das, Bansivadan Thakur and Ishan Thakur, they remained behind because first Jagannath Mishra died. I think first Vishwarup left. And then Jagannath Mishra died, went back to Godhead. And then Sri Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went away. So only two ladies, one widow and one lady who husband has left her. Bamsivadan Thakur wrote many poetries. He writes, I cannot sleep in the nights. I cannot bear the pains of Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya, the tears and the rudan and the suffering that they have. I don't know why Krishna, why the Supreme Lord has made me still live, looking at all this painful situation. I cannot bear the pain, watching the pain of Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi. Such poetry is written. And then he also could not bear it for some time. Vishnu Priya Devi worshipped that deity, that is called today as Dhameshwar Gauranga. You will go to see in Navadvip, called Navadvip, but it is actually Koladvip. That deity is still there, Dhameshwar Gauranga. Standing like this, It is said if you worship that deity, even in the mind, or with incense, or with lamp, you will never come back in this world again. You will develop love of Godhead and go back to Godhead. Nityananda Prabhu had predicted that after some time, after disappearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu from this world, Ganga will take over Antardweep and flood the house of Jagannath Mishra. So knowing well, Bamsibodhan Thakur, after some time even Sachimata passed away. Only remained Vishnupriya Devi, Dhameshwar Gauranga Diti and two Prabhus, Bamsibodhan Thakur and Ishan Thakur. When the floods were predicted, they shifted Vishnupriya Devi with the deity to the Koladvipa. That's why the deity is not there in Antaradvipa, it is there in Koladvipa. Because they shifted her with the deity. And there she worshipped the deity. At the time when Mahaprabhu Chaitanya left, how old was she? How old was Vishnupriya?
16.
Only 16 year old. And when she passed away? At age of 96. Only 450 years back, not much longer. 80 years this lady, right from her prime of youth, stayed in seclusion. We all read Chaitanya Charitamrita and read the Mahaprabhu's Leela and in Jagannath Puri what he did and Rath Yatra and seven circles and seven leaders and seven dancers and so much ecstasy we read. But we never read Vishnupriya's name after that. But we are eternally, unlimitedly grateful to Vishnupriya Devi. She is the one who has sacrificed the treasure of her life for all of us. She has given the treasure of her life, the heart of her life to all of us so that we can chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. And she suffered separation for 80 years. And you know how she was worshipping? She would chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After chanting this 16-worded Mahamantra, she would take one grain of rice and put it aside. She would chant the whole day and night. And in the evening, whatever collected rice, she would cook. With no spices, no biryani masala, no this thing, that thing. Just cook it, offer to the deity of Dhameshwar Gauranga and honor it. Like that, she worshipped Dhameshwar Gauranga with her tears of love of separation for 80 years. And then she passed away. Also, Gauranga Mahaprabhu had given her Paduka also to her at the same time. So in that temple you will find the silver paduka and Lord Gauranga's murti, which was worshipped by our dear, whom we are grateful to, Vishnupriya Devi. So this is how we are meditating on what Lord has done for us, what Vishnupriya Devi has done for us, what Sachi Mata has done for us. Accepted the reality of life for the sake of others. Such kind of inconvenience they accepted for delivering all of us. So another meaning our Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Navadvip Bhavataranga, why this ghat is called Nidai Ghat. Because in one time in his wandering, he himself got darshan of one Devi, one demigoddess personality, with full decoration and jewelry and everything, but crying bitterly, standing at Nidai Ghat. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked her, "Who are you?" He said, "I am one of the mukti called Sayujya Mukti. My name is Sayujya Mukti. I have four more sisters. Their name is Samipya Mukti, Sarupya Mukti, Sarashti and Salokya Mukti. And we five are sisters and we are the devata of liberation. But four others I have been given shelter in Vaikuntapura in Mamagachi, Madhadruma Dvipa. They have been given nice attention. I am alone here, but for some time Dattatreya, Lord Shiva, they gave me attention. But now they also left me. And I have no shelter here." So he said, "What I can do for you?" "Sir, I don't know what you can do for me. I am only finding now suitable time to commit suicide. But I have no place." So this is not Nidaya. This is extreme Daya on all of us. That Sayujya, that means becoming one with the Lord, is not given any shelter in this place. You got the point? This is a very esoteric point actually. So this is mentioned in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Navadvip Bhavataranga. There are many stories, but we will end over here. And Lord Nityananda was giving parikrama to Jiva Goswami, but with him also Srivas Pandit and others also were joining. When they came here, Lord Nityananda told Jiva Goswami, this is Rudra Dvipa, this is land of Lord Shiva. And at that time, Lord Nityananda alone, see, Jiva Goswami, when he was told, take Kaura Prem, that time Jiva Goswami fell unconscious. Everywhere he fell unconscious, at Yogpeed, everywhere he went, he was unconscious. Only repenting, why I was not there when Gauranga was performing his pastimes over here. Why I am so unfortunate that I have to only hear the stories. So when he fell unconscious, Srivas Pandit wanted to just rescue him, to save him. At that time, suddenly Nila Lohita Shiva appeared with 11 Rudras in front of Nityananda Prabhu and fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu was very happy to see their dancing. And they received blessings of Lord Nityananda. So Nila Lohita Shiva is permanently residing over here. So this place is very auspicious. I congratulate all of you having reached over here. Please take darshan of this deity. This also is a very important place for doing bhajan. Because the deity who received the bhajan of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is standing in front of us very mercifully. Sometimes when you get time in life, free time, you come here in the morning, chant all your rounds in seclusion, praying to Lord Gauranga to bestow upon us that love for which he took sannyas and did so many lillas. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Let us call out loudly, Gauranga! Gauranga! Nityananda! Thank you very much.